We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
Time to show some love to the mom and pops. The holiday shopping calendar has moved to Small Business Saturday. That holiday, created in 2010 by American Express with the goal of helping local businesses. 1010 Winds' Darius Radzi is checking out the scene in Bed-Stuy.
Owners of small businesses are ready for their big shopping day. Tony Arcabasio at Martha's Country Bakery in Forest Hills, Queens, says he's expecting a busy day.
We kind of rely on the mom and pop stores here, brings the people out so that they do end up in our store.
People are encouraged to shop small and shop local for the holidays on this Small Business Saturday, especially after a tough several years, says Bed-Stuy Business Improvement District Executive Director Dale Charles.
These small businesses suffered through COVID, and our goal here is to bring traffic out here.
But she says inflation is a new challenge. Darius Radzi is 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn.
This is a tough holiday season for a Staten Island family. They have a three-month-old baby who needs a liver transplant. Tara and Patrick Whitland telling 1010 Winds baby Aaliyah has biliary atresia. That's a rare disease that requires a transplant. She's in a hospital surviving on a feeding tube. They say she needs to more than double her weight to get to 20 pounds to increase the odds of a successful transplant. Aaliyah's illness has wrecked the couple's work schedules and their finances. They've started a GoFundMe and are trying to do anything they can.
Believe me, if I can just rip out my liver right now and give it to her, I would.
I just think that, you know, just maybe she needs a chance, and I unfortunately we can't give it to her financially.
So far, Tara and Patrick Woodland's GoFundMe has raised about $32,000 of the $50,000 they hope to bring in for little Aaliyah. A stunning voice from the Bronx has been silenced.
I may not win, but I can't be thrown.
Oscar and Grammy winner Irene Cara, known for Fame and Flashdance, has died. Her publicist announced the death today, giving no word on a cause. Cara started her career as a child, singing on PBS and Johnny Carson's Tonight Show, became a star with Fame, won her Grammy and Academy Award for Flashdance in 1984, and continued a long movie, music, and stage career after that. Her publicist says she died at her Florida home. Irene Cara was 63 years old. There's a Black Friday stabbing at the Staten Island Mall. Police say two 16-year-olds got into an argument at the food court at the New Springville Mall. One stabbed the other. The victim, a boy, was taken to the hospital and is expected to survive. The other teenager taken into custody with charges pending. Mayor Adams is making a big trip next week for a big cause. He is attending a summit on fighting anti-Semitism. The trip to the event in Greece comes amid rising concerns about anti-Jewish hate here in the city, and especially after last week's arrest of two 22-year-olds accused of plotting an attack on a synagogue. Mayor's office says he will be in Athens next Wednesday for the 2022 Mayor's Summit Against Anti-Semitism. Then he's off to Doha, the capital of Qatar, to look at that country's approach to hosting this year's World Cup. That's especially important because the Cup is coming to the New York area in 2026. A woman was shoved onto the subway tracks in Brooklyn early today. This happened around 3:30 a.m. at the Rockaway Avenue and Fulton Street A station. Police say a woman came up to the other station talking to two other women, and it's unclear right now if she knew those two women. They got into some kind of argument. The victim was shoved to the tracks. She suffered a wrist injury, but she was able to get off the tracks before the train came. No arrests so far. Police still trying to identify the two women. Police are asking for help finding a serial sexual predator in the subway. This guy's attacked women at least twice. In both cases, he came up behind the woman, exposed himself, and attacked her. She was not seriously hurt in either case. The man ran off. Police have released video of him and urge anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. We are learning, seeing, and hearing more about the dramatic rescue of a man from the subway tracks in Harlem on Thanksgiving Day.
A man had fallen onto subway train tracks. The sound recorded by police body cameras. Cops were doing a routine inspection there. A good Samaritan had already jumped down to help. Then NYPD officers Tafif Balk and Bernell Victor.
We didn't even stop for a second. He jumped down immediately, and I followed suit.
Someone told me that, officer, you have 2 minutes. train is coming. But I did not look back. I just jumped.
They got the man and themselves out moments before the train. EMS took him to the hospital. Stable condition. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News for 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Newark Liberty Airport closing tours on the wrong kind of record. And New Gothamist reports as the airport's already tied the record for the number of most guns found at security in a year with a month to go. 14th weapon found Thanksgiving Day, a loaded 9mm handgun in a carry-on. Bringing a gun into the airport is a serious federal offense. It carries thousands of dollars in fines.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.